This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, the players exchange handshakes at midcourt, and we are ready for the opening tap between Lincolnwood and Bunker Hill in this regional semifinal game. A packed house here at the Woodshed at Lincolnwood High School, and the Lancers control the opening tap, and we are underway as Sean Goble brings it up the floor for Lincolnwood. He had a fantastic night last night for the Lancers, 27 points against Mount Olive in that 10-point win over the Wildcats. And that's where we stand. Right off the bat, an early turnover by Lincolnwood, however, and Bunker Hill takes over, and bringing the ball up the floor is Andrew Scroggins. Scroggins dribbles to his left. He is guarded by Sam Herman back into the starting lineup after battling a flu bug, Coach Matt Milberg said, and the ball's knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Lincolnwood, Bunker Hill will retain possession. Size could be a problem for Lincolnwood tonight, as there are a couple big boys for Bunker Hill. But the guard play for the Lancers, very good. So that could be something that cancels it out. Here is Kiffmeyer for Bunker Hill. He passes down low to Devin Ralston. Devin stepped out of bounds. Or no, they're going to say Sidwell had the ball and stepped out of bounds. So Bunker Hill will keep the possession. Of course, the Minutemen, led by head coach Tyrus Short, assisted by Joe Menar. Lincolnwood, led by head coach Matt Milberg, assisted by Bill Krager and Josh Johnson. This is Coy Sellers with the ball. He passes to Devin Ralston at the free throw line, and we've got a travel before the shot is fired, so a turnover on Bunker Hill. Lincolnwood takes over. It is loud here at the Woodshed. Fantastic turnout for both teams. We've also got the Calhoun Warriors basketball team, who has stuck around as they defeated Carrollton moments ago in the first semi this evening. So Calhoun, the one seed in their subsectional, advances to the championship game on Friday evening here at Lincolnwood. They await the winner of this game, and their ball as a ball knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Bunker Hill. Lincolnwood will keep it. This is Goble with it for the Lancers. He is guarded by Sellers. Scoreless game, a minute and a half into it. And here's Goble, thought about a three, now we'll just keep it moving. And another turnover by the Lancers. Bunker Hill has it. This is Cole Kiffmeyer with the ball. Kiffmeyer wearing double zero on his back. Don't see that a lot in high school basketball. Now over to Andrew Scroggins. Scroggins dribbles to his left. He's open, but he passes over to Kiffmeyer, and they'll reset things. Kiffmeyer driving now. He kicks it to Keegan Ralston. Down low to Devin Ralston. Devin, turn around, now kicks it out to Scroggins. Thought about three. Now they'll keep it moving. Over to Ralston. Back to Scroggins at the right wing, guarded by Herman. Still no score 2 minutes into this ballgame. And here is Devin Ralston down low, or Keegan Ralston, rather, over to Andrew Scroggins. Good defense here played by the Lancers early. The crowd coming alive. Ball almost goes out of bounds, but saves it does Coy Sellers. Sellers dribbles to his left, shoots it from the free throw line. It's blocked, and the Lancers have it. Here's Sidwell over to Evan Hopper. Back to Goble at the left wing. Back to Hopper at the top of the key. Hopper is fouled. The first of the game goes to Bunker Hill. And who'd they get? Going to be on Coy Sellers, his first. Clock stopped at 5:31 in the first quarter. Evan Hopper going to throw it in for the Lancers. He's got Goble in the backcourt if he wants him, and he does. Goble will cross the timeline. A couple players for the Lancers were dealing with a flu bug last night, but it didn't end up mattering in the end because they did win, albeit by 10 points, as we've got a held ball, possession arrow favoring Bunker Hill. So not what you want if you're the Lancers, but if you're the Minutemen, you played very well. Still no score, 5:18 left in the first quarter between Lincolnwood and Bunker Hill. Who will get the first bucket or first point? This is Coy Sellers bringing up the floor with his left hand. Sellers dribbles to his left. Of course, Bunker Hill got here after defeating Greenfield Northwestern last night. And it's back to Sellers. Sellers looking for Andrew Scroggins. He has him. Scroggins passes at the free throw line. Devin Ralston. Ralston turn around looking for Keegan Ralston is not there. Gives it back to Sellers. I don't even think Bunker Hill's attempted a shot yet. There's a pass down low. It's stolen by Lincolnwood. Lancers have the ball. Milburn screaming for his team to push the tempo. They do it about 70%. And Hopper has it at the top of the arc. Now it's over to Goble. Now Herman at the left elbow. Herman driving. Shot is blocked. Rebound to Lincolnwood. And a bucket is good by Jaden Walker. Lancers score first, 2-0 at 4:25 left in the first quarter. A quick timeout called by Bunker Hill head coach Tyrus Short. 2-0 with 4:23 left in the first quarter. Lincolnwood leading Bunker Hill. We're right back after these messages on WSMI. So 2.5 minutes into this game, and the score just 2-0. Lincolnwood leading Bunker Hill with 4:23 left in the first quarter. The Minutemen with the ball, and it is Cole Kiffmeyer bringing it up the floor. Crosses the timeline with his left hand, and now he picks up his dribble. Now he's in trouble, but he does get it back to Sellers in time. Sellers will move the ball, dribbles to his left. He picks up his dribble, and boy, this Lancer defense swarming here early. Kiffmeyer driving it, and a foul called. Offensive foul called on Kiffmeyer, the first on Kiffmeyer, the second on Bunker Hill. A turnover by the Minutemen. Short did not like the call for the Minutemen. Instead, Lincolnwood takes over. The entire Calhoun squad over on the opposite side of the court from me, scouting this game, looking to see who their opponent will be in the regional championship Friday evening. Of course, we will have that game for you, regardless of who wins this one. 2-0, Lancers with the lead, 3:47 remaining in the first quarter. This is Sean Goble. Goble dribbles to his left into trouble and back out of it. Now passes over to Jaden Walker down low. Walker gets it to Hopper at the left wing. Hopper drives from the left elbow. It's good! Evan Hopper's on the board. 4-0, Lancers. 3.5 left in the first. Sellers crosses the timeline, dribbling to his left. He gets it to Kiffmeyer. Kiffmeyer looking for Ralston, he finds Devin. Devin over to Keegan. Keegan from the right elbow. It's up and in and out. No good. Rebound to the Lancers. And they'll push the tempo. This is Goble. Goble crossing over the layup. No good. Gets his own rebound. The putback is over the backboard and out of bounds. Goble was looking for a foul. It's not there. Instead, it's out of bounds. Minutemen ball. Doesn't look like the Lancers are going to show a full-court press here, but they will pressure from about three-quarters court, it looks like, as Bunker Hill gets the ball into Kiffmeyer. Now Lancers will back off at midcourt. 3 minutes remaining in the first quarter. 4-0 Lancers on top of Bunker Hill in this Class 1A regional semifinal game. Winner advances to the championship against Calhoun on Friday evening. Here's Kiffmeyer driving to his right. Layup up and in. Cole Kiffmeyer on the board. 4-2, Lancers up by a deuce. This is Goble. Over to Walker. Now it's Hopper at the right wing. Hopper in the corner now. Passes to Walker down low at the block. Now over to Goble at the left wing. Good ball movement by the Lancers early. Hopper, top of the arc. Three is in and out. Didn't fall all the way through. And the Minutemen with the rebound. Close, but perhaps too much spin on that one. 2:16 left in the first. Bunker Hill with the ball. Trailing Lincolnwood 4-2. This is Scroggins. Scroggins loses the ball, and the Lancers have it. Sam Herman in the corner gets it to Goble, and they're out of trouble. Now they're pushing, trying to extend this lead. 4-2. Pass down low. Jaden Walker's shot is blocked, but we've got a foul called. The third on Bunker Hill. It's going to be called on Devin Ralston, his first. Clock stopped at 1:58 with Jaden Walker to the free throw line. Walker had 8 points in the victory over Mount Olive last night. His first free throw on the way is good. He's got 3 points. It's a 5-2 lead now, with the second free throw coming. Walker dribbles at the free throw line. The second free throw on the way. It's good. Perfect 2-for-2 there. He's got 4. It's a 6-2 Lancer lead. And Walker will head to the bench as Will Jenkins replaces him on the floor. Grant Birch into the game for the first time for Bunker Hill. And Cole Kiffmeyer bringing the ball up the floor. Gets it across the timeline as the Minutemen trailing 6-2 with 1:49 left in the first. And there's a layup up and in by Coy Sellers. He's on the board, makes it a 6-4 game. Lancers still up two. Here's Goble over to Sidwell at the right wing. In a zone defense are the Minutemen. Here's Sidwell, three from the corner. It is no good. Rebound to Scroggins. Minutemen will push the tempo. They get it across the timeline, but good job by the Lancer defense to get back. Now it's Kiffmeyer. Kiffmeyer thought about driving, but his man ran into him. That was Birch. And clogged the lane. Birch now dribbles to his left, and we've got a foul called on Lincolnwood there first. They're going to get Will Jenkins with his first. Sub in for Bunker Hill. Keegan Ralston back into the game. Devin Ralston having a seat. This Bunker Hill team does have size, something that Lincolnwood doesn't necessarily have, but the guard play for the Lancers, very good, and they are deep. So here's Kiffmeyer with it for Bunker Hill, passes to Sellers, over to Birch. Birch dribbles to his right, good behind the back dribble, looking for an open space, nowhere to go, but good ball movement by the young freshman of Bunker Hill. Here's Kiffmeyer driving, nowhere to go. He picks up his dribble in the corner. He's in trouble. Tries to find Grant Birch. Birch gets it, and Jenkins diving, trying to steal it. Good pass down low. Keegan Ralston, and he's on the board, ties this game up at 6 points with 46 seconds to play in the first. Here's Sam Herman at the other end, immediately giving the lead right back to Lincolnwood. 8-6 Lancers, 38 seconds left in the opening frame. Here's Kiffmeyer. Kiffmeyer driving to his right. Layup is up and no good, but a foul on the play. The second on the Lancers. A lot of energy here in this gymnasium this evening. That foul called on Devin Brown, his first. Brown checking into the game for the first time a few minutes ago. Clock stopped at 32 seconds. Cole Kiffmeyer at the line for the Minutemen. His first free throw's good. He's got three. Momentarily, a one-point lead for Lincolnwood. Another sub for the Lancers. It is Braxton Schmedeke. He's in for Devin Brown. Second free throw from Kiffmeyer, if he can make it, will tie this game up with 32.6 seconds left in the first. Kiffmeyer second. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound to the Lancers as Kiffmeyer one of two from the charity stripe on that turn. 8-7, Lincolnwood up with 24 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Sean Goble with it for the Lancers. Goble hands it off to Schmedeke. They will hold for the final shot, it appears. Clock at 14 seconds. Zone defense applied by Bunker Hill. Over to Will Jenkins. Back over to Schmedeke. They're just playing pitch and catch now, are the Lancers. This is Jenkins driving baseline to his left. Pops, fires, no good. Offensive putback, Sean Goble. And it's 10-7. What a way to end the first quarter for Lincolnwood. After one quarter, your score, Lincolnwood 10, Bunker Hill 7. We'll be back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you at the Woodshed at Lincolnwood High School, in the T-Tote mobile broadcast booth here at Lincolnwood High School, as I like to call it. Sean Goble dribbling across the floor. We begin the second quarter. Lincolnwood with the ball, leading Bunker Hill 10-7 in this regional semifinal game. Here is Goble in the right corner, over to Will Jenkins at the right wing, back to Goble. Goble will dribble back out to the top of the arc and reset. 1-3-1 defense applied now by Bunker Hill. They were in a 1-2-2 zone earlier, now 1-3-1 at 1, and a travel called on the Lancers. Turnover gives the Minutemen the ball. Grant Birch to throw it in. He gets it to Kiffmeyer. Both these teams playing very well so far early in this game. Here's Kiffmeyer. Passes to his right and finds Scroggins. Scroggins looking for an open man. Now he'll dribble to his left. Nowhere to go. Dribbles right. Passes down low to Devin Ralston. Over to Coy Sellers. From the left corner, it's good. Tie ball game. Coy Sellers ties it with 5 points of his own. It's 10-10 with 7:08 left in the first half. Here's Will Jenkins from the left corner. It's good! What an answer! Every time Bunker Hill scores, Lincolnwood seems to have an answer. Here is Kiffmeyer driving to his right. Kiffmeyer over to Scroggins. Thought about three. Picks up his dribble. Back to Kiffmeyer. 13-10. Lancers on top. 6:45 to play in the first half. Passes down low. Devin Ralston. Turnaround no good. Rebound to Grant Birch. Birch has it and gives it back out to Scroggins. Good offensive board by the freshman out of Bunker Hill. Here's Scroggins. Up and under layup. No good. Rebound. Ralston couldn't get it. And he lost it. Lincolnwood has it now, and a foul called on Bunker Hill, the fourth on the Minutemen. If that's Ralston, that is his second. It's not Ralston. It is Andrew Scroggins with his first. So four of the five Bunker Hill starters, rather, each with one foul apiece. Bunker Hill with four team fouls in the first half. Lincolnwood just two. Here's Will Jenkins at the left wing for the Lancers. Jenkins passes to Sidwell. 6:13 to play in the first half. Down low pass to Sam Herman. His layup is good. Herman's got four. 15-10. Largest lead of the night for the Lancers at five. Here's Kiffmeyer. Kiffmeyer over to Scroggins. Scroggins dribbles to his right, finding Sellers. Sellers dribbles to his left, looking for an open man. Can't find anybody. Picks up his dribble at the free throw line. He's in trouble. Gets it to Birch, who's driving baseline. Picks up his dribble, and now they'll reset. Sellers dribbles back out top of the arc. It's Scroggins now. Over to Kiffmeyer, who's guarded by Sidwell. Kiffmeyer down low. Devin Ralston. Good turnaround move and gets the finish. Devin Ralston's first field goal makes it 15-12. Lincolnwood still up by three. Here's Jenkins dribbling to his left. Jenkins over to Sidwell. Sidwell back to Goble, who resets. Back to a 1-3-1 zone defense for Bunker Hill. Lincolnwood buries the three. That is Goble, who's got five. Makes it an 18-12 lead for Lincolnwood. And a foul called on the Lancers. That's on Will Jenkins, I believe, the third. On the Lancers, the second on Jenkins. So a couple subs in for Lincolnwood. Braxton Schmedeke and Jaden Walker back into the game. Also for the Minutemen, Keegan Ralston back in after a brief break. 5:01 left in the first half. Lincolnwood an 18-12 lead. Bunker Hill with the basketball. Here is Coy Sellers. Sellers almost lost the ball, but maintains it and keeps the dribble. Now he picks it up, and pressure defense applied by Sean Goble. He attempts to get it to Devin Ralston, and a foul called on Lincolnwood. That's going to be on Jaden Walker, his first, the fourth on the Lancers. Walker attempting to play aggressive defense there. Timeout called by Bunker Hill with 4:50 left to play in the first half. Lincolnwood leading Bunker Hill 18-12. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. The woodshed is packed and jumping here at Lincolnwood High School in this Class 1A regional semifinal game between the Lincolnwood Lancers and the Bunker Hill Minutemen. Lancers have an 18-12 lead with 4:50 to play in the first half. Minutemen with the ball. And Cole Kiffmeyer with the basketball. He drives. Offensive foul on Kiffmeyer, his second. And the fifth called on the Minutemen. So Kiffmeyer now got to be careful. The first Minutemen to be put to obtain two fouls. The student section alive for the Lancers. Lincolnwood looking to extend their six-point lead. Goble bringing up the floor. Passes over to Schmedeke. Schmedeke guarded by Kiffmeyer. Now it's back to Goble. Goble over to Sidwell at the right wing. Sidwell eating some clock here, as the Lancers can afford to do. Here's Schmedeke. Passes back to Sidwell. Good defense applied there. The Minutemen now in a 2-3 zone defense. Here's a pass down low. Sam Herman. Good shot fake. And Herman passes to Schmedeke, who buries the three. He was wide open for two, but instead he passed out to Schmedeke, and a 21-12 lead for the Lancers after the three-pointer. Milberg seemed displeased with Herman for passing up the open field goal opportunity, but instead it worked out as Lincolnwood, rather than getting two on the possession, gets three. Here's Sellers driving. The layup is no good, but a foul called on the Lancers. Their fifth. It's going to be Braxton Schmedeke, his first. 21-12. Lancers on top with 3:55 left in the first half. Coy Sellers at the free throw line for Bunker Hill. His first free throw in and out. No good. Free throws crucial in the postseason. Bunker Hill as a team now 1-for-3 from the line. But it's still early. Second from Sellers on the way. No good. Missed them both. Rebound tipped around. Scroggins has it, and Bunker Hill fortunate to keep the possession. Scroggins thought about three, picks up his dribble, passes to Devin Ralston down low. Ralston, turnaround, no good, but he's fouled on the play, the sixth on the Lancers. So Devin Ralston to the free throw line now, shooting two. It's going to be called on Sean Goble, his first. Bunker Hill getting some good looks down low, but not able to capitalize when they need it most. Ralston's first free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Four straight misses from the charity stripe for the Minutemen. They are 1-for-5 from the game, or for the game, rather. Score still 21-12. Lancers with 3:46 to play in the first half. Second free throw on the way from Devin Ralston. Good. He's got three. Improves the Lancers, or excuse me, the Minutemen, rather, to 2-of-6 from the charity stripe. Here's Herman. Passes to Walker, who is driving baseline. Lost the ball. Bunker Hill has it. 21-13, Minutemen with the ball, trailing Lincolnwood with 3.5 to play in the first half. Here's Kiffmeyer. Kiffmeyer over to Corey Hall, who's into the game for the first time. Over to Scroggins. Scroggins dribbles to his left, now crosses over to his right, drives, and no shot as the foul is called on the floor on Lincolnwood. They're seventh, so Bunker Hill shooting free throws the rest of the way in the first half. That foul, by the way, to Sam Herman, his first. Evan Hopper going to check into the game for the Lancers. Braxton Schmedeke having a seat. So Andrew Scroggins to the free throw line for Bunker Hill as the Minutemen trail by 8 with 3:19 left in the second quarter. 1-and-1 opportunity for the Minutemen. Got to make your free throws. Here's the first by Scroggins. It's good. That's Scroggins' first point of the game. Makes it 21-14. Second free throw from Scroggins on the way. No good. Off back iron. Rebound to the Lancers. And Goble has it, pushing the tempo. 21-14. Lancer lead is 7. Here's Sidwell in the corner. Now to Goble at the right wing. Goble dribbles to his left. Gives it to Hopper, who picks up his dribble. Now back to Goble. Clock at 3 minutes for the first half. Lancers looking to advance to the regional championship game, and we've got a foul called. Coach Short for Bunker Hill wanted a hell ball. Instead, it's a foul on Coy Sellers, his second, the sixth on the Minutemen. And Coach Sellers, Coach Short might have a case. 2:58 left in the first half. Clock stopped, and they said the foul was in the act of shooting. So Herman to the free throw line, shooting a pair here. First is no good off the back of the rim. Hall, Scroggins, Devin Ralston, Cole Kiffmeyer, and Coy Sellers on the floor for Bunker Hill. Goble, Sidwell, Herman, Walker, and Hopper on the floor for the Lancers. And the second free throw from Herman is good. He's got 5 points, tied for the team lead in scoring. 22-14, Lancer lead back to 8. Here's Corey Hall. Hall gives it to Scroggins. Scroggins looking for an open man, dribbles, passes, hands off to Corey Hall. Hall driving to his left, over to Scroggins from the left corner. Three, it's no good. Rebound tipped around, and Goble has it. Goble looking for the transition, looking for Herman. He has him at the baseline. Herman fires the shot, no good. Rebound to the Minutemen, rather. Here's Corey Hall, over to Kiffmeyer. Kiffmeyer driving. He's got to be trouble, and that's a block called on Lincolnwood, their eighth foul of the half. Lincolnwood crowd wanted an offensive foul. Instead, it's a foul on Evan Hopper, his first. So Cole Kiffmeyer to the free throw line, shooting a 1-1 here. Is the foul called before Kiffmeyer put up the shot? Fouls piling up for both teams in this game. Here's Kiffmeyer, the first free throw. Is no good. 22-14, still your score. Lancers with the lead and the basketball. 2:15 left in the first half. Here's Sidwell. Sidwell, bounce pass to Herman, and a foul called. Is that Kiffmeyer? It's on Booker Hill, their seventh. If it is Kiffmeyer, that is his third. It is Kiffmeyer, it's his third. So he's going to have to come out of the game. Not smart basketball if you're Bunker Hill. Grant Birch coming in. Kiffmeyer will have a seat likely for the rest of the first half. That hurts if you're Bunker Hill, as Kiffmeyer was playing pretty well other than his trips to the free throw line. So Sam Herman to the charity stripe for the Lancers. His first is no good. Rebound to Andrew Scroggins, and a foul called. Should be on the Lancers. It is. The ninth on Lincolnwood. And that's on Evan Hopper, his second. Clock stopped at 2:09. Devin Brown into the game. And the Lancers currently have six players on the floor. Confusion as he's coming out. It's going to be Hopper, who just picked up his second foul. So Andrew Scroggins to the free throw line for Bunker Hill. Lancers, Minutemen trying to chip away at that 8-point deficit. Scroggins' first free throw is good. He's got 2 points, both coming from the free throw line tonight. 2 of 3 from the charity stripe. 22-15, your score momentarily. Second free throw from Scroggins is on the way. It is good. Makes them both there. It's 22-16. Lancer lead back down to 6. 2:05 left in the first half. A steal by Grant Birch, and Minutemen have it. That's big for Bunker Hill. They needed that. They also need to take advantage on this offensive possession. Here's Birch crossing over to his left. Picked up his dribble. Now he's in trouble. Gets it to Corey Hall. Hall passes down low to Devin Ralston. Ralston looking for an open man. Turnaround jumper instead. It is good. Good move by Devin Ralston. He's got 5. Makes it a 4-point game at 22-18. 1:36 to play in the first half. Here's Herman down low for the Lancers. Double teamed as he picks up his dribble over to Sidwell. Sidwell dribbling to his left. And Milberg screaming for a timeout. Finally granted with the clock stopped at 1:28. That's how many minutes are left to play in the first half. Lincolnwood leading 22-18 over Bunker Hill. We're right back after these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Lincolnwood with the basketball and the 4-point lead, 22-18 with 1:28 to play in the first half. Sean Goble with the basketball for the Lancers, looking to take advantage and extend this lead as it's getting slimmer and slimmer by the second, it appears. Lincolnwood has led by as many as 8 in this game. Bunker Hill has not led. Here is Goble with it for the Lancers. Goble over to Jenkins, who fires a 3. No good. Rebound to Devin Ralston, and a foul called on the Lancers. Their 10th. So now shooting 2 free throws the rest of the first half are Bunker Hill. Is Bunker Hill, rather. And who's the foul on? Is it Brown? I think it is Brown, and that's his second if it is. It is. So Devin Ralston to the free throw line. He's 1 for 2 so far in this game. Ralston's first is good, despite not much arc on that shot. He's got 6, makes it a 3-point game, 22-19. 1 minute left in the first half. Second free throw from Ralston on the way. It's good. He's got 7. Back to a 2-point game, 22-20. Under a minute left in the first half. Lancers with the ball and the lead. It was as many as 8. It's now 2. Goble with it for the Lancers. Over to Sidwell. Looks like they may just play pitch and catch and eat some clock. With a lead, albeit slim, they can afford to do so. Clock at 40 seconds for the first half. Here's Goble over to Sidwell. Still a zone defense applied by the Minutemen. A 1-2-2 now. Over to Goble. Now the Minutemen back into a 2-3 zone. Clock at 22 seconds, and the Lancers are just going to hold for the final shot. Clock at 18 seconds. No pressure defense applied here by Bunker Hill. Now the Lancers will start to move. Here's Jenkins dribbling to his right, over to Sidwell. Sidwell looking for an open man. He picked up his dribble. Back to Jenkins. Finds Herman. Driving. Basket. No good. Rebound to Bunker Hill. Here's Corey Hall pushing the tempo. Got to fire a shot. 2 seconds. It's up. It is no good. And the first half comes to a close. After two quarters, your score, Lincolnwood 22, Bunker Hill 20. Don't go away. We've got an exciting second half here from Lincolnwood High School right after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you from the woodshed at Lincolnwood High School, where we are ready to begin the second half between Lincolnwood and Bunker Hill in this regional semifinal game. The Minutemen will have the basketball at the start of the half, and some confusion about who's going to be in. Indeed, Cole Kiffmeyer, by the way, will start the second half on the bench as he's playing with three fouls. I think that's a wise decision by Coach Tyrus Short. Lead down to two for Lincolnwood as the Minutemen have played very well in this ballgame. Here's Grant Birch for the Minutemen. It gives it off to Andrew Scroggins. Scroggins over to Birch. Birch driving, looking for an open man. Turn around at the right elbow, left elbow rather. And here he lost the ball. Bunker Hill pounces on it. And now Lincolnwood steals it out of their hands, and a foul called on the Minutemen, their first of the half. 30 seconds into the quarter. They called Grant Birch with his first. So Lancers with the basketball, and Evan Hopper gives it to Sean Goble. Goble crossing the timeline. Lancers looking to extend that lead. It was as large as 8 in that first half, now just 2 points. Here's Sidwell over to Hopper. Hopper playing with 2 fouls, 1 of 3 Lancers with 2 fouls in this ballgame. Pass down low to Sam Herman, backing his man down. Good shot fake. Foul and from behind is good. Sam Herman with 7 points with the lay-in, and he is fouled, the second on Bunker Hill, the second on Devin Ralston. Ralston tried to swat it away, but he got him with the body, and it's a 4-point lead momentarily for the Lancers. Herman at the free throw line looking to make it 5. The first free throw is good. Herman's got 8, makes it 25-20. Lincolnwood with a little bit of breathing room. 7:05 left in the third quarter. Bunker Hill with the basketball. Here's Birch with it. Birch dribbling to his left, immediately stopped by Evan Hopper. Now gives it to Scroggins at the left wing. Down low to Ralston. Ralston turning around, nowhere to go. Turns around again, finds Coy Sellers, who almost lost it. Now they kick it back out to Corey Hall. Hall trip, loses the basketball. Hopper has it, and Lincolnwood takes over. Here's Goble driving. Goble kicks it out. Evan Hopper, top of the arc for 3. Good! Hopper with 5 points. Now they're going to discuss it. I think they're going to talk about whether it was a 3 or not. His foot may have been on the line. We will see. The field goal is good. It is 2 points. It was close, but Evan Hopper, a long 2, makes it 27-20. Still a 7-point lead for the Lancers. So Hopper with 4 points and Bunker Hill with the basketball. Three-quarters court press applied here by the Lancers. Now they'll back off at midcourt. Here's Kiffmeyer into the game for Bunker Hill with 6:25 left in the third. Here's Ralston, lost the basketball. Foul called on Lincolnwood there first. Is that Hopper? If it's Hopper, it's his third. It is Hopper, and it is his third. So Evan Hopper for Lincolnwood and Cole Kiffmeyer for Bunker Hill, both with 3 fouls, and Hopper has a seat. Will Jenkins into the game. 7-point lead after a 5-0 run to start this third quarter for the Lincolnwood Lancers. Here's Andrew Scroggins with it. Scroggins dribbling to his right, gets it to Grant Birch. Birch drives to his right, now over to Sellers to his left. 6:10 left in the third, and a foul called on Lincolnwood. That's on Jaden Walker, his second, and the second foul on Bunker Hill. 18 or 17, rather, combined fouls in the first half. Already four in the second half, and we're not even 2 minutes in to the third quarter. Here is a three attempt by Bunker Hill. No good. Rebound to the Minutemen, and it almost goes out of bounds. Now the Lancers with the ball. Will Jenkins with the lay-in. Jenkins has five, makes it a nine-point Lancer lead, their largest of the night. Here's Kiffmeyer calling a timeout as Bunker Hill gets it across the timeline. 5:51 to play in the third. Lincolnwood leading Bunker Hill 29-20. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. So a 7-0 run to start this third quarter for Lincolnwood builds their lead to 29-20. And the Minutemen with the basketball with 5:51 to play in the third. Cole Kiffmeyer to throw it in for Bunker Hill. Gets it to Coy Sellers. Minutemen need an answer here. Trying to stop the bleeding. Here's Kiffmeyer. Kiffmeyer over to Scroggins. And he took too many steps catching off the dribble, or catching the pass rather. And another turnover by Bunker Hill. Lancers take over. That is not what they want. So Lincolnwood takes over with 5:40 to play. Could make this a double-digit lead for the first time all night. It was a two-point lead at half. Now it's quickly nine, 2.5 minutes into the third quarter. Here's Goble. Goble driving to his left. Down low to Herman. Herman backing his man down. Turnaround layup is good, and the foul! Sam Herman with 10 points, and he's headed to the free throw line after the third Bunker Hill foul of the half. That foul called on Grant Birch. So clock stopped at 5:25, and Herman to the free throw line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. The free throw is good. He's got 11. 32-20, a 12-point lead, largest of the night for Lincolnwood. And the Minutemen with the basketball. Here is Birch. Birch driving to his left. Picks up his dribble. Now he's in trouble. Turnaround layup is no good. Gets his own rebound. And a hell ball possession. Possession arrow favoring Lincolnwood. Things falling apart here for the Minutemen, who have still yet to score in this quarter. A 10-0 run to start the third for Lincolnwood, and they still have the basketball. Here's Will Jenkins. Jenkins over to Goble. Goble dribbles to his right, gets it to Sidwell. Passes all the way across the court to Jenkins. Jenkins tries to find Sidwell. Instead is stolen. Now stolen right back by the Lancers. Here's Herman backing his man down. Herman layup is good. Sam Herman. He's got 13. A 34-20 lead for the Lancers. Lead 14 now. Here's Scroggins. Scroggins over to Sellers. Sellers driving to his left. Over to Scroggins. Corner three is up and no good. Didn't get anything. Offensive board to Sellers, and he is hit hard in the head. A foul called on the Lancers, their third. That's going to be Cole Sidwell with his first, as Sidwell clocked Sellers in the head. But Sellers appears to be okay. It was unintentional, but his body got him. But Sellers still trying to shake it off. So 34-20 is the Lincolnwood lead. Bunker Hill with the basketball, 4:25 left in the third. Here's Sellers, thought about a corner three, now he'll drive. Picks up his dribble, he's in trouble, gets it to back to Birch at the top of the arc. Birch driving to his left, his layup is good, and the foul! Grant Birch, his first field goal of the game, stops the bleeding momentarily. That's the fourth on Lincolnwood. And they're going to call it on Braxton Schmedeke, his second. So Birch to the free throw line, shooting one here, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. The free throw from Birch, a lot of arc, it is no good. Offensive board to Ralston, it's no good. Rebound tipped around, Lancers have it. Two-on-one fast break, here is Jenkins, but a foul on the floor before the layup is attempted. Excuse me, I think that was Goble who attempted the layup. They called a foul on Birch. That is his third and the fourth on the Minutemen. So Birch joins Kiffmeyer with three fouls for the Lancer, or excuse me, for the Minutemen. So Walker going to throw it in for Lincolnwood, finds Goble at the right wing. Goble drives easily to his left and the way in. Goble with 7 points. 36-22, Lancer lead back to 14. Here's Scroggins driving to his right and an offensive, excuse me, we've got one official calling offensive foul, one official calling a block. What's it going to be? They will discuss it, all three officials. The far official was the one who called it an offensive foul. The one on the baseline, the one closer, called it a block. What's it going to be? As the official is going to have a conversation with both head coaches now, still unsure as to what's going to happen. The official who was closest to the play called a block. The far official called an offensive foul. I'm still not sure what it is. I'm also not sure what this conversation's about. The official appears to be having a conversation mainly with Lincolnwood head coach Matt Milberg. So it might be... Is it a double foul? I'm confused. Boy, I don't know what that. I don't understand that at all. Double foul. And I don't know who got the fouls. I think they said white 10. So Jaden Walker picks up his third. Did Scroggins get his second? Yes, he did. So double foul, but I don't think it was a double technical. That's the first one I've seen. Nevertheless, Bunker Hill with the basketball, and here is Kiffmeyer puts it up, no good. Rebound to Bunker Hill. The putback is no good. Now the Lancers have it, and the Lancers stepped on the baseline, and a turnover on Lincolnwood. Bunker Hill gets the basketball right back. So Cole Sidwell got the rebound and stepped on the baseline. So the Bunker Hill Minutemen take back over, trailing by 14 in this third quarter. So Cole Kiffmeyer to throw it in for Bunker Hill, gets it into Grant Birch. Birch over to Devin Ralston at the left elbow. Ralston over to Corey Hall. Hall dribbles to his left. Now crosses over to his right. Over to Kiffmeyer, nowhere to go. Kiffmeyer driving, oh, wide open lane, and lays it in. Kiffmeyer's first point since the first quarter. He's got five, it's 36-24. Still a 12-point lead for the Lancers. Oh, they left Herman wide open on the baseline. He drives, it's good! There is no answer for Sam Herman tonight for this Bunker Hill defense. He's got 15 points, and it's a 14-point lead for Lincolnwood. 3:12 to play in the third quarter. Here's Grant Birch. Birch, pick set by Ralston. Birch, the roll's not there. Kicks out to Corey Hall. Wide open in the corner for three. No good. Rebound to the Lancers. Will Jenkins brings it down. Now it's Sean Goble bringing up the floor. Goble in the corner to Herman. Back to Goble. Now over to Jenkins. This just tells you how deep this team is for Lincolnwood. Goble had 27 points tonight, or excuse me, last night. And there's a three buried by Cole Sidwell of Lincolnwood. His first basket of the game. Makes it 41-24. I was saying Goble had 27 points last night. He has only 7 tonight. Sam Herman with double digits for the Lancers. He's got 15. As Grant Birch fires the layup, it's no good. Rebound to the Lancers. Their largest lead at 17. Could be more on this possession. Here's Sidwell. Thought about three. Now he'll dribble drive from the right elbow. It is no good. Rebound to Birch. Bunker Hill has it. Birch dribbles to his right across the timeline. 2:10 left in the third. 41-24. Lincolnwood the lead by 17. Hall throws it down low. Devin Ralston with the up and under lay and couldn't finish. And Lincolnwood with the rebound. Golden opportunity to score there for Bunker Hill, and they couldn't capitalize. You can't leave points on the board, especially when you're down by 17. Good ball movement by the Lancers. Here's Jenkins over to Goble at the mid-circle. Here's Jenkins from the left wing. It's good!
They are hot from behind the arc. 8 points for Will Jenkins. Timeout called on Bunker Hill. 44-24. The Lancer lead is 20. We're right back after these messages on WSMI.
With 1:37 left to play in the third quarter, Lincolnwood has outscored Bunker Hill 22-4 in the quarter. It was a two-point halftime lead. It is now ballooned to 20 after that 22-4 run, and still could be more. Here's Bunker Hill with the basketball, and Cole Kiffmeyer gets it over to Corey Hall. And a foul called on Bunker Hill. That's going to be their sixth, and it's going to be Devin Ralston picking up his third. Now Ralston heads to the bench. In comes Keegan Ralston. Ralston has been held quiet, hasn't really played much in this game. Hasn't scored since the first quarter. He's got only 2 points. Keegan, the younger of the two, just a sophomore. Devin is a junior. Here's Goebel bringing up the floor for the Lancers with 80 seconds left in the third quarter. Goebel at midcourt, guarded by Kiffmeyer. Now over to Brady Whalen. Now it's Herman in the corner. Herman over to Goebel at the left wing. Now it's Whalen. Picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. Gets it out to Goebel. Good pass over to Schmedeke, and Lancer's just going to hold the basketball with a 20-point lead. Why not? Schmedeke over to Goebel. Good ball movement here by the Lancers on this possession. Now it's Brown over to Goebel. Just pitch and catch. That's all the Lancers are doing. 45 seconds left, and the crowd comes alive. Not much Bunker Hill can do. It's been all Lancers in this quarter. A two-point halftime lead, now 20. With under a minute to play in the third. Here's Braxton Schmedeke over to Brady Whalen. Lancer bench is on their feet, cheering their team on. Here's Schmedeke over to Brown. Good, fantastic ball movement. They haven't even had to attempt a field goal here. Textbook ball movement, textbook possession offensively for the Lancers to eat some clock. Here's Whalen now, 7 seconds for the period. Over to Schmedeke. From the right wing, it is no good. Rebound to the Lancers. Devin Brown at the buzzer. Good! Devin Brown on the board. What a way to cap off the quarter for the Lancers and extend the lead to 22. After three quarters, your score, Lincolnwood 46, Bunker Hill 24. We're right back after these messages on WSMI. FM 106. A deflating feeling if you're Bunker Hill. You had it down to two, the lead down to two at the half. And Lincolnwood just outscored the Minutemen 24-4 in the third quarter. And now, as at the start of the fourth quarter, it is a 46-24 lead for the Lancers. Bunker Hill does have the basketball to start. They need points and defensive stops, but the Lancers, with a 22-point lead, can't afford to be conservative. Here's Kiffmeyer for the Minutemen. Dribbles into trouble. Now back over to Sellers. Sellers drives to his left. The shot is up and good! Coy Sellers with the basket. He's got seven. It's a 20-point lead, 46-26. Lancers still on top. Here's Sidwell over to Brown. Now Goebel, Hopper. Continuing with the fantastic ball movement. Ball hasn't touched the floor yet for the Lancers on this side of the court. And almost threw it out of bounds. Hopper does throw it out of bounds now as the errant pass forces Hopper to throw it away. So a turnover on the Lancers. So Bunker Hill, all they have to do is chip away at this deficit. Devin Brown coming out for Lincolnwood. Jaden Walker back in. Cole Kiffmeyer. Throwing it in for the Minutemen, gets it to Corey Hall. Hall, pick set by Keegan Ralston, over to Kiffmeyer. 7:14 left in the game. Kiffmeyer with the layup is good. He's got seven. It's an 18-point lead for Lincolnwood now. 46-28 your score. Goebel bringing up the floor. A quick 4-0 run to start the quarter for the Minutemen. Needs to be larger, though. They need defensive stops as well. Lincolnwood has looked fantastic on offense in the second half. They've only hurt themselves, essentially. Here's Sidwell. Dribbles back out to the top of the arc, and they're slowing things down. They can eat plenty of clock with an 18-point lead. Here's Sidwell. Sidwell dribbles around his man while dribbling through defenders, and a timeout called on Lincolnwood coach Matt Milbert. 46-28, Lincolnwood on top of Bunker Hill with 6:39 to play in the game. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. The relationship Lincolnwood head coach Matt Milbert has with his players is fantastic. It has been something to watch this season. They are just all seemingly on the same page about 90 to 95% of the time, it seems, at least when I've seen them. Lincolnwood with the basketball and the 46-28 lead, and a foul called on Bunker Hill with 6:35 left in the game. That's the seventh on the Minutemen. So they'll be in the bonus the rest of the way. It's going to be called on Coy Sellers, his third. So Kiffmeyer, Birch, Sellers, and Devin Ralston, each with three fouls for Bunker Hill. The first free throw from Sean Goble is on the way. It is no good, just rims out. Rebound to Bunker Hill. Still an 18-point lead for the Lancers. Here's Kiffmeyer, wide open from the left wing. It is good. Kiffmeyer buries it. He's got 10. It's now a 15-point lead for Lincolnwood. 46-31, your score. Still plenty of time if Bunker Hill can get some stops. Here is Sidwell, driving baseline, driving up and under. The lay-in is good. Sidwell with the answer. He's got five, all coming in the second half. 48-31, 6 minutes to play in the game. Sellers with it, dribbles to his left, now picks it up, passes down low to Devin Ralston. Ralston looking for a cut in Corey Hall. A good pass to Keegan Ralston. His shot no good. Devin Ralston with the putback. He's got 9 points. It's 48-33. Lead back down to 15. 5:35 to play in the game. Goble over to Sam Herman. Herman guarded by Ralston. Now it's Hopper. Hopper driving to his right, and a foul call. That was a weak foul, by the way. Eighth on Bunker Hill. And who'd they give it to? I think they gave it to Keegan Ralston. That is his first. So Evan Hopper shooting a pair, shooting the one and one here. I said it was a weak foul, but it foul nonetheless. Not bad, I suppose, if you're a Bunker Hill, because you gotta get stopped somehow, so maybe you force them to miss free throws. Hopper's first is good. He's got five. Makes it 49-33. Back to 16-point lead for the Lancers. Second free throw from Hopper on the way. Good. He's got six. 50-33. A 17-point ball game yet again. Here's Kiffmeyer. Kiffmeyer driving over to Coy Sellers. Sellers dribbles to his left. Now Kiffmeyer. Long three from the right wing. No good. Off the front of the rim. Rebound to the Lancers. Here's Goble bringing up the floor for Lincolnwood. Hands it off to Hopper at the top of the arc. Now back to Goble, and he'll reset things. And another blocking foul. Bunker Hill can't catch a break. Not a lot of contact, but just the slightest bit being called here in the fourth quarter. That's going to be on Coy Sellers, his fourth. The ninth of the half. Ninth of the half on Bunker Hill. That was Sellers' fourth foul. We'll see if he stays in the game. Sean Goble at the free throw line. His first is good. He's got eight. 51-33. Back to an 18-point lead. Goble's second free throw is on the way. Good. He's got nine. 52-33, Lancer lead back to 19. Under 5 minutes in the game. Here's Grant Birch driving to his left. A good spin move. A pass intended for Keegan Ralston out of bounds off of Ralston's hands. And Bunker Hill will take over. It was a promising run there for the Minutemen, but the Lancers have answered. And with time running out, Lincolnwood well in control here. Here's Goble, crosses the timeline, gets it to Herman, who lost the basketball but got it right back and gives it to Goble. Goble, good find down low. Jaden Walker, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound to Bunker Hill. Here's Grant Birch, good crossover move, lost the basketball, kept it, somehow got it back, and then lost it again. Lincolnwood with the basketball. My goodness, who wants it? Frantic pace here for both teams. Butterfingers by many players. Lincolnwood with the basketball, now 4:10 to play in the game. Here's Sam Herman driving, layup shot blocked from behind, rebound to the Minutemen. And Walker goes down for Lincolnwood. Here's Kiffmeyer over to Sellers. Sellers driving, shot is good, and the foul! As Coy Sellers with 9 points will head to the free throw line, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. They called it on Will Jenkins, his third. That's the sixth foul on Lincolnwood. So Sellers with 9 could make it an even double digits here as Jaden Walker and Will Jenkins having a seat. Devin Brown and Cole Sidwell back into the game. The free throw on the way from Sellers. It's good. He's got 10. 52-36, back to a 16-point game. Full court press applied here, now backed off a little bit by this Bunker Hill defense. Under 4 left in the game. Here's Goble getting it across the floor for the Lancers. He's met by Sellers, over to Sidwell. Sidwell is guarded by Grant Birch. Birch is playing with 3 fouls. And a foul called. Is that on Sellers? If it is, he's done. It is on Sellers, and his night is through. So Coy Sellers finishes the night with 10 points. We'll check out of the ballgame for the final time. That, meanwhile, is the 10th foul on Bunker Hill. 10th foul on Bunker Hill. So the Lancers shooting 2 free throws the rest of the way. At the free throw line will be Evan Hopper, looking to extend this 16-point lead. Lancers looking for a date in the regional championship game on Friday evening in their home gymnasium. They would play the Calhoun Warriors after Calhoun defeated Carrollton earlier this evening. First free throw from Evan Hopper is good. Hopper's got 7 points. He's got 3 from the charity stripe in this quarter. 3 for 3 from the line tonight. Coach will love that. 53-36, your score at the moment. Second from Hopper is good. He's got 8. 54-36. Lancers back up by 18. Here's Birch driving, crosses over to his left. Turn around, picks up his dribble. Ball knocked loose. Kicks it out to Keegan Ralston. Ralston with the jumper is good. Keegan's first field goal since the first quarter gives him 4 points for the game. It's 54-38. 3:20 left in the game. Goble brings it across the timeline. Now over to Hopper. Hopper lost the basketball. Another foul called on Ralston. Man, doesn't take much. That's the second on Keegan Ralston. 11th in this half. Evan Hopper will be shooting free throws yet again. He's a perfect 4 for 4 from the line in this game, all coming in this quarter. And the first is good. He's got 9 and 5 of 5 from the line. Hopper's second free throw is on the way. It's good. 10 points, 5 from the free throw line. 6 from the free throw line, rather. A perfect 6 of 6 from the charity stripe tonight. And Grant Birch almost picked up his, he did pick up his pivot foot there as he got the field goal to fall, but he did pick up his pivot foot. That is a good call. So turnover on the Minutemen. Lancers take over. 18-point lead for Lincolnwood with 3:07 left in the ballgame. Here's Cole Sidwell bringing up the floor for the Lancers. Gets it across the timeline. Sidwell gets it to Goble. Goble guarded by Kiffmeyer. Kiffmeyer's done a good job of limiting the foul trouble. He picked up three in the first half, has not picked up a foul in this half yet. However, it's an 18-point lead for Lincolnwood. Here's Evan Hopper. Lincolnwood can eat plenty of clock with an 18-point lead. They could just go through the motions. Here's Goble. Now over to Hopper in the corner, driving baseline shot. Blocked by Grant Birch. Oh, they called him with the foul. Grant Birch with his fourth, the 12th, on Bunker Hill. I don't know about that one. Nevertheless, Evan Hopper back to the free throw line. Tyrus Short not happy with the officials for Bunker Hill. And the shot, free throw, is made by Evan Hopper. He's got 11. By the way, he's a perfect 7-for-7 from the charity stripe tonight, so that's not the guy you want to foul. Seven straight free throws made. 11 points. Seven in this quarter. Second one's good. He's got 12. 8-of-8 from the charity stripe tonight. And back to a 20-point lead for Lincolnwood. Under 2.5 left in the game. Here's Kiffmeyer over to Keegan Ralston. Now it is Quentin Perdun into the game for the first time. Now over to Corey Hall. Hall driving, crosses over to his left, picks it up. Now back things off a little bit. Picks up his dribble. Now he's guarded well. Kiffmeyer with the basketball now driving to his left. Lost the basketball and a foul. That was a weak foul called on Lincolnwood. Does not take a lot of contact in this game as that one's called on Sean Goble, his second. I will stop mentioning the severity of the contact from here on out. Here's Kiffmeyer from the free throw line. Free throw no good. Rebound to Bunker Hill. Keegan Ralston with the rebound. And Kiffmeyer with the putback. It's no good. But he's fouled on the play going up for the lay-in. That's the eighth on Lincolnwood. The third picked up by Devin Brown. So Cole Kiffmeyer back to the free throw line. He's 1-of-4 from the charity stripe tonight. Make that 1-of-5 as he misses that one. But a putback by Devin Ralston. I'm going to say the shot doesn't count as there were two free throw attempts. So entertaining there, but the shot does not count as there was two free throw attempts. This time Kiffmeyer makes the second. He's got 11. It's a 19-point lead for Lincolnwood. 58-39 your score with 1:55 left in the game. All but over in this one as it's going to take a miracle to come back with less than 2 minutes, and Matt Milberg for Lincolnwood calling a timeout, maybe just to get some subs in. 58-39, Lancers up by 19 with 1:48 left to play in the ballgame. We've got the rest of this one after these messages on WSMI. Both coaches will clear their benches. Fresh faces into the game for the first time for Lincolnwood. Dalton Thomas making an appearance. Also, he joins Brady Whalen, Braxton Schmedeke, Devin Brown, and Will Jenkins. Lancers have the basketball, leading 58-39 with 1:34 left to play in the game. Also in the game for Bunker Hill, it is Ethan Collins for the first time. He joins Nick Duvall. Also, Quentin Perdun, Logan Scroggins, and Aaron Davis. Dalton Thomas with it for Lincolnwood. Over to Will Jenkins driving. Gets it to Thomas, who couldn't handle the pass cleanly. It goes out of bounds, and Bunker Hill will take over. But with a 19-point lead, you can shake that off. 3-for-4 will be Logan Scroggins. He gets it to Ethan Collins, who's going to bring it up the floor. Collins passes over to Nick Duvall. Duvall over to Logan Scroggins, driving baseline, and he stepped out of bounds. Another turnover by Bunker Hill. Lancer basketball. So Lincolnwood will advance to the regional title game here on Friday night, and they will face the Calhoun Warriors in a 1-4 matchup. So the seedings will hold ultimately in the regional championship game. It's going to be a tough test for the Lancers. They've got good guard play, but Calhoun does have some size. Here's Whalen with the basketball for the Lancers. Passes to Dalton Thomas, over to Devin Brown. Brown, Will Jenkins at the top of the arc. Lincolnwood could run the clock out here on this possession. 38 seconds left in the game. Pass down low to Brady Whalen. The layup is no good. Rebound tipped around. Who's got it? Bunker Hill does. It is Quentin Perdun who brings it down. Perdun brings it up the floor. He gets it to Ethan Collins. Collins passes at the free throw line to Aaron Davis. Now over to Perdun. Perdun, good crossover move. Now back to Davis. Davis looking for a man down low. Can't find him. It's back to Logan Scroggins. Clock at 13 seconds. Still tight defense played by the Lancers here. Good spin move by Ethan Collins. Over to Quentin Perdun, top of the arc. Now he'll go from the left elbow. It's no good. Rebound on the floor. Who's got it? Lancers have it, and the clock will expire. Lincolnwood wins this one 58-39 over Bunker Hill. When we come back, we'll wrap it up after this on WSMI. Well, Bunker Hill outscored Lincolnwood 15-12 in the money quarter, but it didn't matter because a 24-4 third quarter gave Lincolnwood all they needed to wrap this one up in this regional semifinal game. The final score, Lincolnwood 58, Bunker Hill 39. So the Lancers advance to the regional championship game here on Friday night where they will take on Calhoun. Bunker Hill's season, meanwhile, comes to a close. Let's take a look at your final statistics. First, for the victors, leading all Lincolnwood scorers, Sam Herman with 15, also scoring Evan Hopper with 12, and a perfect 8 of 8 from the charity stripe tonight. That all was in the fourth quarter. Also scoring for Lincolnwood, Will Jenkins with 8, Sean Goble with 9, Cole Sidwell with 5, Jaden Walker with 4, and Braxton Schmedeke with 3. For Bunker Hill scoring, leading all scorers is Cole Kithmeyer with 11, also scoring Coy Sellers with 10, Devin Ralston with 9, Keegan Ralston with 4, Andrew Scroggins with 3, and Grant Birch with 2. We want to thank all of our sponsors, for without them, none of this would be possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard here on this broadcast, as well as our other broadcasts this evening. Again, without them, we cannot bring you high school sports coverage throughout the high school sporting season. Thanks to our producer, Jen Graham, back in the studio. She did a great job, as always. And finally, thanks to our host, Lincolnwood High School. They treat us incredibly well each and every time we come here. Once again, our final score, Lincolnwood 58, Bunker Hill 39. The Lancers advance to the championship game on Friday evening against Calhoun. This is David Jenkins saying so long from the woodshed.